From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Green. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Greene County officials have set in motion a plan to demolish the existing Greene County Jail. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said the legislature is talking about taking down the Bridge Street building and relocating the county booking facility to Coxsackie. Groden declined to say exactly where in Coxsackie before the location is approved by the State Commission of Correction. The engineering firm of Barton and Logitis visited on August 3rd and 13th to conduct an asbestos evaluation to aid in determining how the building would be destroyed. Groden said, and I quote, "Our feeling is once we've been advised we have an unsafe structure, we're going to tear it down," end quote. The cost of bringing the building down would be $500,000. Greene County Sheriff Greg Seeley said negotiations are underway with the owners of the space the county hopes to lease. Demolishing the old jail would eliminate one of three options long debated by officials: building a new jail, sharing a jail with Columbia County, and renovating the old jail have been under discussion for months. Legislator William Lawrence, a Republican representing Cairo and the chair of the legislature's Public Safety Committee, said he hopes the latest effort will help push a decision on the bonding of a new jail. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Seagos announced August 15th the adoption of new regulations designed to improve public safety at Catskill Falls, as well as three nearby areas that have experienced a substantial increase in public use in recent years. Seagos said in a press release, "The falls are an," and I quote, "increasingly popular destination," end quote. And the newly adopted regulations are intended to improve both safety and accessibility, and I quote, "without sacrificing its natural qualities," end quote. The newly adopted regulations impact all parts of four areas: the Catskill Falls Riparian Area in the town of Hunter, the Catskill Clove Riparian Corridor in the town of Hunter and Catskill, the Platte Clove Riparian Corridor in the town of Hunter and Saugerties, and the Colgate Lake Wild Forest Area in the town of Jewett. Effective immediately in all four areas, campfires and portable stoves are banned, glass containers and the possession of alcohol are prohibited, the use of audio devices without the use of headphones or earbuds is forbidden, and the public is barred from entering restricted areas as designated by signage. At Catskill Falls specifically, the public is not allowed to be within 6 feet of cliff edges, except on marked trails, and prohibited from entering the water within 150 feet upstream of the falls. Read the full list of new regulations at dec.ny.gov. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The brick is being replaced on the facade of Kinderhook's historic Village Hall, a building constructed in 1874. The structure is one of five village-owned buildings located in the National Register of Historic Places District and has had extensive work done on it in the past. Mayor Jen Dunham said, and I quote, "I would guess that there are only two structures, the Village Hall and the bandstand, that have historical or architectural significance. In 2001, we had a similar masonry repair contract for about $27,000. In the past, we have had masonry work done on the building. The mortar was not done right, and it is now falling apart," end quote. The village board approved an agreement with the contractor, Lance Glenn, last month, and the work is underway. Glenn is expected to finish the job by mid-September. Dunham said, and I quote, "More brickwork is needed higher up on the building, but that is not urgent work at this point," end quote. The fire escape at the back of the building needs to be replaced as well. Dunham said, and I quote, "We are looking for quotes for replacing that. I don't think we are going to be able to salvage any of the fire escape," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Ulster County lawmakers may hire a cybersecurity firm to look into allegations the county's two top elected officials gained unauthorized access to others' computer files. The Ulster County Legislators Ways and Means Committee, August 14th, agreed to seek proposals to determine what happened and whether county policies were violated. Ulster County Executive Michael Hine, a Democrat, has said Comptroller Elliot Auerbach, also a Democrat, routinely gained unauthorized and potentially illegal access to county finance department computer files. Auerbach has accused the Hine administration of going into the Comptroller's hard drive and extracting recordings of telephone conversations Auerbach secretly made with county officials and members of the public. The Hine administration reported its suspicions to the county compliance officer and is working to determine exactly what information was accessed. Auerbach has called on the state attorney general to investigate. Legislature Chairman Ken Ronk said the Ways and Means Committee will review the proposals and recommend a firm to be hired. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.